Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on Casey 107.7.
Welkom terug hier saam met my, Michelle. Nou, dit is tyd vir my onderhoud vir oggend. Die onderwerp, From Setback to Comeback. The upside of getting fired from a job you hate. Nou, ek het op die lyn Moloko Chepape, Chief Operations Office at the IIE Rosebank College. Very good morning and a very warm welcome, Moloko.
Good morning, Michelle, and good morning to your listeners.
It's a great honor to have you on the line this morning. I'm going to start with the first question, and I know this interview is going to affect a lot of listeners that has been in a position like that or currently dealing with something like this. Now, my first question to you this morning, what should someone do immediately after being fired from a job they didn't like?
Thanks, Michelle. I think it's very important for somebody to allow themselves to time to grieve and also to process the emotions of being fired. And it is natural to feel upset, and but it's important that someone does not dwell into it for too long, because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's actually going to be the beginning of their career. So they need to use the time to reflect on what is truly that they want to do from their career and where their passion lies. So it's not really that bad.
Yes.
Yes.
The second question I want to ask you is, how can losing a job you dislike open up new opportunities?
Yeah, losing a job that drains you and can actually be freeing. So it means you could be freed from an environment that was not good for you, not good for your mental health, not good for your own physical health as well. So it is time for that. They remove that from the role that didn't align with their values, and it is time that they giving you the space to explore what you're genuinely passionate about. And many people find that they pursue new paths after they were tired or afraid to follow while they were employed. So it's very important that it mustn't drain you, but it's actually it must be an opportunity where you see that's actually I'm getting freed from something that I actually do not like doing.
Absolutely. Mm. What steps can help someone rebuild their confidence after being let go?
Very important. They really need to focus on the achievements and the skills that they may have gained in that particular job that they were in. They, for them to obviously to rebuild their confidence, is they can also, you know, while they're still unemployed, take on small projects, volunteer work, or do some freelance work opportunities that may arise, just to remind them how good they are, you know, yes, to remind themselves of their strength that they have. And also this can build their confidence also by, you know, networking. Also, it's very important, connect with others within the industry or the field that you want to enter in the future after losing the current job. Mm. Can also lead to new opportunities, and look at, you know, identifying new mentors that they can mentor you to progress in the new career that you want to follow.
Absolutely. And another question, why is networking so important when searching for a new career path?
Networking can open so many doors to opportunities that somebody might have not been aware of, or that might find it on your own. So it is a chance to connect with the industry players and professionals. Like I said, join communities within that industry. There's so many online communities or professionals. You can join, attend events, you know, seminars, workshop, or career exhibitions in that particular field that you want to get to. But what's important as well, seek guidance from your potential mentors that you may have identified that they are already in that industry. And these connections definitely will provide available advice and support if you are obviously in a networking space, you've connected with different people, and that they may make your career transition very smooth after, you know, being fired.
future. My last question to you, what role does further education or skills development play after a job loss?
This, I mean, being fired can also be a perfect opportunity for somebody to invest in themselves. You know, they may consider enrolling in a short course to learn new skills. Also, getting certified in a new area. So it could be, if you're in finance, look at those areas that you can be certified, or if you're in ICT. But also, upskilling makes more an individual more attractive to the future employers, because if you're skilled and you're educated, it also equips you with the tools to succeed in the new career that aligns with your passions and strength of the new career that you want to follow.
I must thank you very much this morning. It was an honor and a privilege to talk to you. Is there any contact number where people can reach out to you if they have any questions or want to know something?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if they want to get hold of me, I mean, they can go into the Rosebank College website, www.rosebankcollege.co.za.
Yes.
They can look at the leadership page. They can find my contact details there. And then we can connect.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Moloke Shepape, the Chief Operations Officer at IIE Rosebank College, for your time this morning. And, yeah, just educate everybody out there.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
You must have a great day and a fantastic week. Here by us, it's Motivational Monday. So I hope you have a good Monday so far.
I do. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Daai was Moloko Shepapa, Chief Operations Officer at IIE Rosebank College. As jy enige vrae nog het, is jy welkom vir my te stuur. Ek sal vir die besonderhede aanstuur waar jy dan kan kontak maak met hulle.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.